Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Contrary to popular belief, there does have to be a cap on what Daniel Jones get paid, and one of us is an idiot, and it's not Chris Canty. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Christopher Davidson Canty.
Good morning, big fella. I guess you didn't get the memo that we were actually going to be in studio today.
I got the text, but let's just say there was a miscommunication. Okay. Let's not waste any time because our namesake is here.
Here we go! Go!
Only one place to start.
And that is with Mike Greenberg, who joins us on set, or at least joins Canty on set here on Greeny. What is up, my friend?
Well,
how are
fellas,
you?
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you very much for doing this week. I feel terrible that I've had to miss this incredibly good week. I think most people know, and if you listen to the show, you know that I've just been sick and I just don't have the voice to do all the things that I normally do. Hopefully I'll be back tomorrow and ready to roll here, but I can't tell you how appreciative I am of you guys carrying this thing so well on my behalf. And look, it's one of the best weeks of the entire year, and we just had, and Chris was with us yesterday for 2 hours on Get Up, and we just had another terrific 2 hours looking forward to what traditionally I think is the best weekend of football of the entire year.
Oh, I could not agree more with that sentiment. One place to start is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. So off of that thought, let's go from 10,000 feet here, Greeny. What jumps out to you the most about this weekend as we're a couple of days away?
Well, I'm fascinated. Look, I mean, I think Dallas and San Francisco is one of the rivalries upon which the modern National Football League was built. And this takes you back to the catch with Joe Montana and sort of the birth of the Walsh-Montana 49ers when the Cowboys had owned the 70s in the NFC. And then it takes you through to the 80s when the Cowboys became the Niners, excuse me, became the team in the 80s, and then into the 90s when the Cowboys dethroned them, and then Steve Young finally knocked them off. There's so much history between these teams, and then it repeated itself last year with that ridiculous finish where they couldn't get a playoff at the very end, the Cowboys. I really continue to be fascinated by the difference in rest. Now, I know Chris Canty was on with us on Get Up yesterday, and Damian Woody in particular was offended by the very notion that the difference in rest makes a difference this weekend. But I will just repeat it for anyone who doesn't have it top of mind. The 49ers played the first game of last weekend at home on a Saturday. The Cowboys played the last weekend of last game, the last game of last weekend on the road on a Monday. And now they're traveling again. So to whatever, there has to be some advantage gained by the 49ers in that physically and maybe strategically as well, Chris. And that I can't get that out of my head.
There's no question about it. The other thing I can't get out of my head is the performance that we saw from Dak Prescott on Monday night. Arguably the best performance he's had as a pro. And I think he's going to have to replicate that this coming weekend if he's going to give his team a chance against the 49ers.
But can he do that against this defense? I mean, the Buccaneers defense, they came into the season thinking Tampa had a great defense. We come out of it knowing the 49ers have the best defense in the NFL. They have a D-line, particularly with Nick Bosa, that can destroy a game. Can the Cowboys do to them what they did to the Bucs?
I don't think they can do exactly what we saw the Cowboys offense do to the Bucs, but I do think that there are opportunities to be had in the passing game. It's just a matter of can the Cowboys offensive line hold up against that defensive front, that pass rush from the 49ers led by Nick Bosa. But Greeny, I want to ask you about the quarterback on the other side of this, Brock Purdy, because there's a lot of conversation about is he going to be the franchise quarterback moving forward. We know they invested a lot of draft capital in Trey Lance. Jimmy Garoppolo is an impending free agent. Has Brock Purdy already proven that he's the 49ers QB1 going into week one next year, or does he have to do more?
Yes, the answer to me is definitely not. He has won a bunch of games. He has made himself one of the really great stories that we've seen in recent memory in the National Football League. However, and I ran down the teams yesterday, and I don't have it in front of me, but he has not beaten a murderer's row of opposition to this point, right? The teams that he has beaten are Seattle twice, Arizona, the Raiders. I forget, he hasn't lost a game, but he has beaten a variety of bad teams. Four of the six games are against teams that were 25th or worse in defense. Mm-hmm. So here's the question we don't yet know the answer to. Maybe we won't find out because they're so good and so well coached. But if a game comes down to Brock Purdy needing to win it, if the Cowboys can turn this into a fourth quarter game where the Niners need drives late, can he do that? And I don't know the answer. Now, if the answer comes back yes, then the answer to your question is definitively yes, and they have a delightful problem. We win a Super Bowl with this kid we didn't expect, and we figure out what to do about Trey Lance. But if the answer comes back no, then Chris Carlin, it feels to me like the entire narrative changes completely on Brock Purdy.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it, Greeny. And he is with us to start the show today. Of course, it's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. But we're great to get some of his thoughts. And he's going to preview so many aspects of these games this weekend, tomorrow. Greeny, let's get to some of the bigger topics that kind of surround them. And you're talking about Brock Purdy in the future. Then there's Daniel Jones in the future of the New York Giants. And this morning, Sal Pal said definitively on Get Up that he is definitively the guy for the future. Having said that, Greeny, at this point, how much do the Giants actually pay him? Is there a cap to what Daniel Jones should be paid?
Well, that's a great question. And I have no idea how to answer it because there are quarterback desperate teams in the National Football League. To me, Daniel Jones is a great example of something that I have been saying for a long time. And that is that more young quarterbacks in the NFL are ruined than developed. I would point to Sam Darnold as an example of that. Just bringing it back to the team that everyone knows I follow the most closely. If Sam Darnold, I would be willing to bet, I can't prove this, but Chris Canty, I would bet you everything I have that if Sam Darnold had been drafted as a rookie by a team that had Brian Daboll coaching its offense, that Sam Darnold's career trajectory would have been completely different than what it is right now. On Sunday, Daniel Jones looked more like Josh Allen than Josh Allen did. And Brian Daboll, to me, is the difference in both of those situations. So I think that what they have now is a marriage that works. Is there another team that is going to want to go out there? Canty, let me ask you, is someone going to throw $40 million a year at Daniel Jones? Are the Washington Commanders or the New York Jets, God help us, or New Orleans Saints or one of the many other teams that will be quarterback desperate next year, are they going to throw $40 million at Daniel Jones? And if they do, will the Giants say, Daboll was able to do this with Daniel Jones, I'll go out and get someone much less expensive and let Daboll work his magic with him?
I don't think the Giants are going to go that route. Daniel Jones is going to be their quarterback going into 2023. It's just a matter of can they do a long-term deal or do they have to franchise him? If they take the latter approach, that's going to cost him Saquon Barkley. He goes into free agency unencumbered. So I think that's the moving parts when we start talking about the contract negotiation with Daniel Jones. But to answer your previous question, of course, somebody else is going to pay Daniel Jones more money because that's how free agency works. Mm-hmm. So this is the situation that the New York Giants created when they declined his fifth-year option. And I'm not trying to have revisionist history because at the time everybody thought it was the right move. But you run the risk if he was able to put together the season that we saw, then he's going to be a hot commodity in the free agent marketplace. So that's the issue that Joe Shane is faced with, but it's a good problem to have if you're a Giants fan.
And Carlin, here's the other thing I would say about that is to take it back to what we just said about Brock Purdy. Daniel Jones was brilliant on Sunday against the Vikings. He was sensational. Now, how much of that is that the Vikings defense is terrible? Yep. He's going up against an entirely different animal. The Eagles are about as good a defense as there is in the NFL. I'll say this. If Daniel Jones plays a game that looks a lot like that this weekend, if we come out of this game and Daniel Jones has thrown for 300 yards and run for 75 and the Giants are on their way to the NFC Championship game, then give him whatever anybody would give him. Give him the long-term deal. That to me would answer any questions I have.
Yeah, listen, I think it's completely fair, but that is asking a lot this weekend of him. And if that's the case, Brian Daboll is not the coach of the year. He's the coach of the century with what he has been able to do.
Carlin, I said midway through the season, I was with Michael Kay and Rosenberg and Don LaGreca and those guys, and I said they should just rename the trophy the Brian Daboll Award and just give it to other people because his job has been the job he has done is so much better than anybody else's that they should just name it after him and then, you know, give it to Nick Sirianni or whoever else you want to give it to.
Greeny is with us. Canty and Carlin in for him today. I did think of you yesterday and wonder if you went into an immediate episode of PTSD when you heard the name Hackett as interviewing for the Jets offensive coordinator.
Nathaniel Hackett, he has a history with Saleh, right? They were together, I want to say, in Seattle, right? Not in San Francisco, is what I was reading. I would be very surprised with that. Now, look, I will always believe, everyone will deny this, but I will always believe that the Denver Broncos hired Nathaniel Hackett to be their head coach because they thought he would bring Aaron Rodgers with them.
Completely agree with that.
And it didn't work. And then we saw it be a complete disaster. And Nathaniel Hackett has never even been a play caller. So the idea that he comes and becomes your offense, because his tenure in Denver as a head coach was so thoroughly disastrous, that doesn't mean he couldn't be a good offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a little bit of the stink of what happened there is going to sort of stay with him. But the skill sets, I think, required in being a really good offensive coordinator are so different than being a really good head coach. I'm not as worried about that. Here's what I'll say. Would the hiring of Nathaniel Hackett would make a lot of sense to me if you're thinking, we have a real chance of going and getting Aaron Rodgers. I think that Aaron Rodgers made it sound the other day like he's thinking about going to another team. And I will tell you this. If you read Men's Health magazine, and just looking at you, Chris Carlin, it's obvious to me that you do every week, and you study that.
Well, I actually write an op-ed for them weekly, but monthly, I should say. Yeah.
There is a three-page interview/story on Aaron Rodgers in this month's edition, and I just read it the other night, and it is fascinating. Like, Aaron, the way his mind works is fascinating. Love him, hate him, or whatever you want to say. He is as different a dude as you will ever come across. I think he wants to go somewhere else, or at least I think that is very much on the table. So, would the hiring of Nathaniel Hackett, Chris Canty, suggest that they might be thinking of doing that to try and make themselves a more desirable destination for Aaron Rodgers this coming season?
Well, that has to be the logic. I don't see how hiring Nathaniel Hackett helps toward developing Zach Wilson, because Nathaniel Hackett has never proven that he can develop a young franchise quarterback. But Greeny, on the flip side of that, if you're Aaron Rodgers, do you really want to follow the career track of Brett Favre? Do you really want to go down that road? The last place that you go after the Green Bay Packers is the New York Jets. I don't know if he necessarily wants to do that.
Maybe not, but I don't know that would be. Look, I think if you're Aaron Rodgers, the one thing you haven't done is win the Super Bowl in a really long time. Now, I don't want to sound like delusional, but if you put Aaron Rodgers is 90% of what he was last year, I don't mean the one that just finished, but the one before where he didn't have a broken thumb and he still had Devontae Adams, and Garrett Wilson is that kind of special, and you rebuild that offensive line and you get some of those guys back healthy, Mekhi Becton and Elijah Vera Tucker, whatever it is, I don't think it is completely beyond reasonable to say Aaron Rodgers could make that a legitimate Super Bowl candidate. I really do. And if I'm Rodgers and I'm trying to pick a spot, that might actually make some sense to me. And if the guy calling the plays or whatever he's doing, coaching me, is someone I know well and feel comfortable with, then maybe. I'm a Jet fan. Maybe I'm delusional. Maybe I'm kidding myself. Maybe I'm just completely out there. Maybe Rodgers stays in Green Bay. Maybe he has other places in mind that he would much rather go. But the roster of the Jets... No team had worse quarterback play than the Jets did this year.
Yes.
No team
no
in the NFL had
yeah.
worse quarterback play. And just what you said a moment ago, the one thing that cannot be a possibility is that next year is about Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
You have to do something this offseason where there is another viable option, and Aaron Rodgers would be a good one.
Okay, so Greeny, the Rodgers of it all, Tom Brady is another guy. He's an impending free agent. What happens with those two quarterbacks? Who ends up making a decision first, Rodgers or Brady?
Well, I think Brady has to make a decision first, because Rodgers, in theory, if he goes somewhere else, he can't go till June 1st, so which is a weird complicating factor in all of this, and I don't know how to put that into the equation. Brady, I think, and I don't have any inside information on this, I think he wants to keep playing. I don't think there's any chance it's in Tampa, and I think the place that makes all the sense in the world is the Raiders. Josh McDaniels is his guy. They know each other well. It's a complicated offense. It didn't suit Derek Carr. Apparently, a lot is put on the quarterback in that offense. No one knows it better than Brady. He can teach it to the other players on that team. You rebuild that offensive line in front of him, and they could be a very, very dangerous offense. Now, the defense stinks out loud.
Awful.
But the good news is they can't get worse. So if they can somehow make themselves into average or slightly below average, to me that is a very logical landing spot for Brady. Does it make sense to you?
That makes sense to me, but you got a lot of work to do on the defense, but they do have draft capital in order to make that happen.
Greeny, great stuff. And of course, you'll be back in the chair. We have just been keeping it warm this week. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, I plan to do tomorrow. And again, guys, thank you very much for this. I apologize to everyone for not being here. I just this thing has just knocked me down in a way that nothing has ever in my entire life. But I do plan to be back here tomorrow. So thanks a million again for doing this, guys.
Excellent. Greeny, of course, will be back in his time slot tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio. Canty and I are in for him today. Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. And Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Up next, I have often been called an idiot in my life. I feel most of the time it has been unjustified. That is not the case this morning. We'll explain next. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Greeny, the podcast.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, where this morning I'm feeling particularly stupid, and we'll explain why in a moment. More stupid than usual. And that's saying something. If you're hiring for your company, this is a busy time of year. Obviously, new year means new goals and finding the right people to accomplish them. Thankfully, there's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter uses its powerful matching technology to find the right candidates for your job. Let ZipRecruiter help you find the best people for all of your roles. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And Canty, we heard Greeny a few minutes ago talking about his health issues over the last few weeks. And it has, I've really felt terrible for him because on the air, even when he has been doing the show, you have heard a cough that he has been dealing with that is, it's really tough. It's a bad situation. But this week, it has been much better. So we were told late last week, listen, Greeny has to maintain what's going on in terms of, you know, being able to stay for the long haul here. So a couple of days next week, Monday and Tuesday, in addition to our previously scheduled Wednesday and Thursday, we would be hosting the show for him.
Yes.
Now, on Tuesday, when I was at the Seaport, and you were there as well, I said to Greeny, are you feeling better on his way out? There's literally 20 seconds in between when Get Up ends and this show starts. And he said, yes, I am feeling better. In fact, I may be back Wednesday or Thursday. We'll see. That was said to me at that point.
Yes.
So I alerted some people, hey, this could happen, that kind of thing. And so members of our hashtag crew, Cam Pratt and, of course, Bubba, who always seems to be right in the middle of big problems, they said earlier, I would say, what, Tuesday night maybe, suggested, hey, maybe we'll have Greeny to start the show one of the next 2 days, probably tomorrow, meaning Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Did not happen. So yesterday afternoon, we collectively get a text from Bubba that says Greeny is in for 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
I took that to mean that Greeny is back and doing the show. So I did not get up and drive to the seaport thinking that you and I were back on our normal show from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. I do not believe, while I feel particularly stupid at the moment, I do not believe that this is 100% my fault, given the fact that you and I primarily fill in for Greeny when something is going on, when he's got extra NBA duties, something like that, and we have gotten this type of text before. So I did not think immediately we're going to have Greeny to start the show. When I see the exact wording of the text, Greeny is in for 10 a.m. tomorrow, I took that to mean that he is back.
Well, Carlin, you know what happens when you assume, right?
Yes.
I mean, you can believe what you want to believe, but you were mistaken. And here's the kicker. We actually talked with our producer Cam and with Bubba about Greeny potentially starting the show today as a guest on his own show. That yes. was a conversation. And then to take it a step further, if Bubba sends out the text that says Greeny is in for 10 a.m., why would Bubba specify the time that Greeny's going to be in? It's not like Greeny doesn't know
because
his own
show. Because that happens to be when the show starts.
Yeah, I mean, but we all know when the show starts. So if Bubba was saying that Greeny was doing his own show, he would say, Greeny's in for the show tomorrow. You guys don't have to do it. That's not what he said. Greeny is in for 10 a.m., meaning Greeny's in at the top of the show, which Cam told us was a possibility the day before. So when you saw that text yesterday afternoon, if you were confused as to what it exactly meant, why not text everybody on the group chat and ask the question, is Greeny doing his show
or is he going
to be a guest at the top of the show like we discussed earlier in the day?
Thank you,
well,
Canty.
I would say two things. Before I get Bubba's take on this, I would say
there's only one take on this, Carlin. There's only one take. You're wrong.
No, I believe there are multiple takes on this.
No, there's not multiple takes. There's not multiple interpretations of this. You're wrong.
I believe that there are.
No, they're not, because everybody was under the understanding that we were doing the show. That's why I drove to the seaport this morning. That's why Cam sent you the Zoom link for the 9 a.m. production meeting. Everybody was on the same page except you.
Well, here's what I would say. Have we or have we not gotten that text, you know, at 5 or 6 o'clock the day before saying that Greeny is out tomorrow or Greeny is in tomorrow? We have.
Yes, but it says Greeny is in tomorrow, meaning we're not doing a show. It's not Greeny is in at 10 a.m.
Well,
we've quite literally never gotten that text.
At least we know when the show starts, though.
Listen, I feel as if I will own roughly 30% of this.
30%? Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
I will own roughly 30%
that's nothing.
Of this, because I do believe that it's outlandish to suggest that there is nothing wrong with that text whatsoever from Bubba. Guys, Greeny, how about Greeny will join us at 10 a.m. tomorrow?
That's the same thing.
I mean, first of all, a few things.
No, it's not the same thing. Not the same thing. Greeny is in for 10 a.m. tomorrow on his own show.
Yeah,
that could be interpreted a few different ways. To answer Canty's other question, I never asked because there was no doubt in my mind what that text meant.
Yeah, well, hold on, Bubba. Can I interject 1 second?
Because sure.
Yes. Liam Chapman.
Well, no, yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
from ESPN Radio. He came in off the top rope with the ultimate rebuttal to everything that Carlin is saying. When we get the text that Greeny is in to do the show tomorrow, that doesn't come from Bubba and it doesn't come from Cam. That comes directly from Liam Chapman.
Exactly.
So the fact that you got that from Bubba should let you know that we're actually the ones that are doing the show and that Greeny is just going to be a guest at the top of the show. If you get it from Liam, there's some legitimacy to what you're talking about, but you didn't get it from Liam. You got it from Bubba.
Right, but I made the mistake of assuming that Bubba was plugged in enough to maybe that he could just relay that message.
Yes,
I guess that's a case of not recognizing that Bubba just does not have enough power in this situation.
Yes, but
I should have recognized that.
What's interesting here is that Liam responded to Bubba's text in the group chat saying, nice.
Right.
He's back. Good. He's
right.
Back.
Yeah, I'm the one telling Liam.
Wouldn't Liam, who runs this show, oversees it, wouldn't he know that Greeny is back for the whole show? He doesn't have to say, oh, nice, Greeny's in for 10 a.m. tomorrow, as he did responding to Bubba's text.
Bubba, I mean, the floor is yours to defend yourself.
Well,
because
clearly you're
wrong.
There's no defending. But, I mean, yeah, the two things I love are literally the last text in our entire group text is us discussing Greeny coming on to come in for a segment. That's literally...
Well, you're right, because, Bubba, I obviously don't have enough going on where that would be the only text I would get all day long.
But it is your job, though, Carlin.
Can't he understand?
It is how you take care of yourself.
So that's
family.
The last text in the thread. I respond to that. And then in response, Canty likes it. Carlin says okay. Liam says nice. Cam says perfect.
And I
won't lie. We're all on the same page.
When I texted okay, there was a degree of annoyance in my text. Okay, we're changing the schedule again. Okay.
No schedule has changed. We just had a guest off the top. His name
is Carlin. But Carlin, if you were confused as to what was happening,
I was never confused. That's the point. Canty, I was never confused.
In his mind,
in my mind, that is what it meant. You are now on your own show tomorrow. That's what it meant. There was no confusion.
And quite literally, nobody thought what you thought.
Yeah, and at no point did I say, you guys are going back to 3-7, anything like that. All I said was...
That's all implied. We have our own show, 3-7
p.m. Eastern. It's implied when Liam texts you, like to Liam's point, what Canty just said. He sends that message. We had just talked about, we'll get Greeny at the start of either Wednesday or Thursday. I said, I'll text him. We got him. There we go. I want to know what went through your mind when you got the Zoom text or email from Cam this morning.
Well, he called three different people to apologize profusely.
I did. And I did not throw you under the bus there. I saved that for the air.
Okay, well, I mean, you can throw whoever you want under the bus. It's none of our fault, so I don't really care.
Here's what it boils down to. I should never trust a text that I get from you ever again as
my
being
text,
correct or
his,
accurate
his text
on anything.
Had fully correct
my text
and accurate
is correct.
Information.
You should trust it because it was correct.
It was worded poorly. That's what it was.
Who was there at 10 a.m. tomorrow? Greeny.
Yeah. And everyone understood it. Canty understood it. Cam understood it. Greeny understood it. Liam understood it.
I refuse to take full responsibility.
Well, that's obvious.
Well, you're the Aaron Rodgers of sports radio. That's what you are. You refuse to take responsibility for anything, and it's always somebody else's fault.
But I never assume that that's the case, but I do think I have a very fair case in this instance. I do. I think if we put it in front of an arbitrator,
but you don't, though.
I might
all
come
you
away
had
with
to do
win.
Was ask the question if there was any confusion.
But again, there wasn't confusion in my mind. This is what it meant.
Quite literally,
because the president,
everybody on the team was on the same page except you. Everybody zigged, you zagged. You were confused.
Because I wouldn't say I was confused. I would say I was under a different impression of what that text meant.
Wow.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Thankfully, I was able to get all set up here from home, which I thought was a rather heroic effort on my part to make sure that I was still here despite being given poor information on the part. That's all.
I'm not giving you credit for doing your job, so if you can keep the show pushing, thank you very much.
What makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Well, it's because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. They've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Not all heroes wear capes. Sometimes they wear XX t-shirts. It happens. I get it. It's okay. We can move past it, and I will find a way to just... understand that Bubba does not want to ever accept responsibility for anything.
You mean like you're doing right now?
It always comes back to you in this, I guess, grudge or rivalry you have with Bubba. I don't know what it is, but it always comes back to that. Why is that, Carlin?
It's not a grudge. It's not a rivalry. It is simply just not being able to trust somebody. That's what it boils down to.
He gave you perfect information.
The information was 100% correct.
If anything, you should trust him more now.
Yeah. Know when you get a text from me, it's going to be completely accurate.
I'll tell you what. If this was, I would have a heck of a legal case. I really would with the wording of this
situation. I'm not sure if you understand law.
Right, exactly.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny. Up next, a fellow future Hall of Famer called out Aaron Rodgers. And this is not someone who does this at all. That's next. After this word from Vivid Seats. Now, the football playoffs are here, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great NFL ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th free. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of the 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. See vividseats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
Greeny, the podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I'm getting a lot of very supportive tweets out there, and I appreciate that. People that understand that I wasn't wrong in that situation. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Tune into NBA action tonight. Celtics hosting the Warriors. Coverage begins 7 p.m. Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. Canty, we did a green list yesterday on the top destinations for Lamar Jackson, and you have a green list today. And that is in relation to what?
Well, it's quite literally a green list, Carlin. We're talking about the players that are remaining in the playoffs that have the most to gain financially moving forward into the 2023 offseason. So guys that are angling for new contracts, guys that are going into free agency. I figured we kick off the green list that way, quite literally talking about green.
Well, why don't we do that?
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
The green list. Number five.
Let's Carlin, go. We got to start with Orlando Brown Jr. Mm. Orlando Brown Jr., left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, just made his fourth consecutive Pro Bowl, Carlin. Probably the more impressive part about his five-year career in the National Football League, he hasn't missed a game, not one single game. The best ability, as Herm Edwards once said, is availability. Orlando Brown Jr. is a mauler in the run game. He's a dancing bear in the pass game. Not having his best season in terms of keeping Pat Mahomes clean, but he's going to be one of the hottest commodities on the free agent marketplace. They franchise tagged him this year, 1 year, $16 million. I can't imagine that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to go down that road again. This is going to be the best left tackle in free agency. He's going to march in unencumbered. He's going to get a bag of money. But how he protects Pat Mahomes in the postseason when it matters the most is going to go a long ways to him becoming the highest paid tackle in the history of the National Football League.
Number four.
Nicky Bosa. Carlin, we're talking about the defensive player of the year. He made first team all pro. This guy has 43 sacks in 49 starts. 18 and a half sacks this year. Led the NFL. All you need to know is he is going to be the most dominant player on the field come Sunday in that matchup between the 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys. This is going to be a fun one to watch, just seeing his ability to be able to impact the game. You're talking about the best player on defense, on the best defense in the National Football League. I think it speaks for itself. We're seeing the top-tier defensive players, Aaron Donald, guys of that ilk, get paid in that $30 million a year range. I think Nicky Bosa is going to be in line for that kind of contract.
Number three.
We got to go with Daniel Jones. DJ, I mean, Carlin, nobody knew that he had that playoff performance against the Vikings in him, but you're talking about a guy that threw for over 300 yards and two touchdowns and a guy that ran for 78 yards. Nobody in the history of the NFL has done that before. And so when you have that as your playoff debut, followed up with the best season that you've had as a pro going into a contract year, I think it's a situation where the Giants feel good about what you can bring to the table and how that fits into the team's overall ability to have sustained success. So I think Daniel Jones has answered the question that he is the Giants quarterback moving forward. Now the only question is, how much is that going to cost Big Blue?
Number two.
Number two is Jalen Hurts, Carlin. Mm-hmm. I said last week that Dak Prescott needs to get on Jalen Hurts' level, and I meant that, Carlin, because Dak Prescott never had a season like Jalen Hurts where you account for over 30 touchdowns and you have single-digit turnovers. Dak Prescott also has never been an All-Pro. Jalen Hurts, second-team All-Pro. Carlin, if he doesn't get hurt against the Chicago Bears, you're talking about the MVP of the National Football League. This guy is going to get a boatload of money. Keep in mind, Jalen Hurts was not a first-round draft pick, so there is no fifth-year option. So he's going into his fourth season. That will be a true contract year for Jalen Hurts. I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles let it get that far. They take care of his contract extension this year. It's just a matter of how many zeros are going to be on the end of it, because, Carlin, if this guy makes a Super Bowl run, you're talking about adding an extra $5 million per year on whatever extension that they give Jalen Hurts this offseason.
Number one.
It's got to be Joe Burrow, right? I mean, if you're starting a football team, there aren't too many quarterbacks that you're going to take ahead of Joe Burrow. And, Carlin, I get that the big sticking point for quarterbacks moving forward negotiating deals is going to be the guaranteed money because of what happened with the Deshaun Watson contract. We're seeing another quarterback in Lamar Jackson in that same division deal with that problem. But I don't think you have to haggle when it comes to Joe Burrow's money. I think you pay this guy whatever he wants. And what he's going to want, so we're clear, is to be the highest paid player in the National Football League with the largest guarantee. I, for one, have zero reservations about giving him that kind of contract. If he's able to make another Super Bowl run, so back-to-back Super Bowl runs for a franchise that hadn't won a playoff game before last year in 30 years, then you got to give that guy his money. So Joe Burrow has a lot to gain this postseason.
Here's what I'm fascinated by, right, of the quarterbacks. Think about this. I can't remember a year where this was the case. Daniel Jones, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert. They all are going to get paid this offseason. Canty, I want to know who's going to emerge as the guy who gets the most. I think it's your number one. I think it's Joe Burrow who comes out of the offseason as the highest paid player in the league.
I would agree with that. I mean, he's the one that you have the fewest amount of questions about, right, Carlin?
Yep.
I think so. He had the huge injury in year one. He had the appendicitis in training camp this year. But in between that, you're talking about a guy making a Super Bowl run despite being the most sacked quarterback. He also had the highest completion percentage in 2021, and he's right up there at the top of the NFL this season as well amidst offensive line concerns for that team. So I look at Joe Burrow as a guy, whether he's home, whether he's on the road, is capable of being able to win a playoff game. Carlin, I mean, outside of Tom Brady, he's the only one to go into Arrowhead in the playoffs and be able to beat Pat Mahomes.
Yep.
If you're going to lock into a quarterback in the AFC long term, you want somebody that can go head-to-head and bring your team on the other side of that matchup when you face Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. So Joe Burrow has done that. It feels like Joe Burrow is the boogeyman for the Kansas City Chiefs because they've beaten them three times in the last calendar year. And something tells me that they're going to get another opportunity to play those guys. So yeah, I mean, if Joe Burrow continues on the trajectory that he's shown, why wouldn't you make him the highest paid player in the NFL?
Yeah, when it comes to actual dollars, the guy that's also interesting here, and I know you were talking about putting him in as a little bonus here, is Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Because Saquon Barkley if he goes out and has massive games, it wasn't massive last week, but if he has...
Well, a couple of touchdowns, that's massive now.
Yeah,
a couple
of touchdowns, you know,
in a playoff game is...
You know what I mean. I'm talking about, yeah, you know, rushing for 130 yards and doing two touchdowns and all that.
Yeah.
But Barkley, just because running backs are paid so much less, he will have a lot to gain, but not quite as much as the other guys, to be sure.
Well, here's the thing that makes Barkley interesting. If Daniel Jones continues to play well, then it's going to make it hard for the Giants to come to terms on a long-term deal with him, right? Mm. So that ultimately leads to the franchise tag on Daniel Jones, which means Saquon Barkley could go into free agency unencumbered. And so I think for Saquon, the best thing is to continue to play well and hope that Daniel Jones plays well. That way you have an opportunity at true free agency and you don't have to play the tag game with the New York Giants. If that ends up being the case, then Saquon Barkley is going to get a boatload of money from somebody. I would have concerns about the injuries, but a lot of teams wouldn't.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.